Innistrad is a cursed plane of terror and madness. The living and the dead are locked in a terrible battle under the light of the moon. In a plane littered with vampires, werewolves, zombies, and angels, humanity appears to have little choice but to side with those who claim to uphold their best interests, namely survival. Fate had not been kind to Cecilia Crane, gifting her the life of a human in Innistrad. She has been living on her own since she was young, scavenging the corpses of both man and monster alike, and living in the ruins of the abandoned city, Hollowhenge. She has not had a companion in years, instead becoming attached to her most prized possession, a bizarre jewel stolen from the corpse of a vampire. This oval-shaped jewel looks like a purple human eye, and Cecilia swears that it glances up at her on occasion. This jewel was both a blessing and a curse. It exposed her to the Shadowfell, granting her the sorcerer abilities. However, the spark of life that sustained her became muffled as it struggled to remain viable against the dark energy in her soul. The sudden immersion into the Shadowfell awoke her planeswalker spark, suddenly granting her an ability to travel to places beyond her imagination. But she felt a strange attachment to this horrid plane, and hoped to create something new in place of the insanity someday. However, over the years, and influenced by the shadow within her, Cecilia began to care less about the mangled bodies she encountered, no longer noticing much of a difference between the living, the dead, and the undead. Cecilia began to believe that life has no inherent value unless you exhibit the superior qualities required for survival. She began to question if Innistrad was the place for her any longer. After one evening of looting the corpses of her fellow man in the Ulvenwald Forest, she was confronted by a group of cultists who believe that zombies are a gift to humanity, a chance for eternal life, the only way to defeat vampires who dominate the plane. Cecilia had heard these cults were gaining more members as the bleak and never-ending torment of life in the darkness overwhelmed more communities. These cultists kept several of their most loyal followers, zombified humans, on chains, hoping to continue adding to their army of the undead. The cultists sprang at the chance to add new flesh to their army, eyes glistening with madness, and hands ringing around unoccupied links of chain. Cecilia abandoned her spoils in that moment and ran through the thick of the forest, bounding over gnarled tree roots, hearing the cries of the insane behind her. This moment solidified Cecilia's beliefs that the humans of Innistrad are either hopelessly devoted to Avacyn, who abandoned them all ages ago, or have completely succumbed to insanity. This plane was not worth saving. In that moment of clarity, and with the cold fingertips of a cultist grasping at her back, Cecilia planeswalked for the very first time, far away from the terrors of Innistrad. Now, Cecilia looks to create something new for herself, intending to become the most powerful sorcerer in the known universe. She doesn't care how many bodies she must step over to get to that goal. After all, she's been stepping over corpses her entire life. Cecilia Crane's mana alignment is mono black.